One winter, we sure had a big snow down there in the mountains. I was living a ways up on Pine Mountain, south side there, where the poor fork of the Cumberland runs between the Pine Mountain and the Black. And one morning, I tried to open the door, and I couldn't. I noticed the snow banked up on the windows. And when I tried the door, it looked like the snow had piled up so thick there, I couldn't budge the door. Well, I didn't know what to do. I reckon the snow had piled up pretty high on the house. So I just went ahead and kept my stove going. Oh, I had me a fairly good pile of wood in the house, enough rations for a day or two. But in about 4 days, my wood was gone, and the meat, too. Well, I tore out some shelves, kept my fire up. The snow didn't seem to thaw much, and after I'd burned up all the shelves and some floorboards and a couple of chairs, I knew I had to get out of there and hunt me some firewood. So I studied about how I'd get out, and finally I just took the stovepipe down, knocked a few planks loose around the flue, and got my axe and crawled out. Well, that snow went right up above my house like a funnel, about 30 foot. Now, where my fire had kept it melted, it kind of funneled down there. So I hacked me some footholds with the axe, and I finally made it out the top of all that snow. And like I said, it was a big snowfall. When I got up there on top of that snow where I could look out, why, it was plumb over the tops of the tallest trees. Well, no firewood. I didn't know what in the world to do. But I happened to look, and there, away up on one cliff of Pine Mountain, there was one tree, a hickory. The snow hadn't drifted over it and buried it. So I headed for it. Yeah, the crust was hard enough to hold me, and up I went. I could see directly where other folks' houses were snowed under. Everybody's in the same fix as I was. The Putney, a little settlement down at the foot of the mountain, why, it looked like a little patch of doodlebug holes down there. Well, I got to that hickory tree finally, and it was full of coons. Well, they'd gone from tree to tree, I reckon, and that hickory was ripe with them. They's frozen. Looked like sleep, hibernating or something. Well, here's firewood and meat, too. Do me till the thaw sets in. Well, I shook the coons out. A couple of them rolled down the snow, but I picked up about a dozen. I whisked me a thin strip of hickory bark off that hickory, and I tied them together by their tails and just laid them over to one side there. And then I went to cut that tree. So I felled it, and I went to trimming it. Oh, I piled up the limbs right careful so I'd have plenty of kindling. I saved every twig. But don't you know, when I hacked off the last limb trimming that tree, that confounded log jumped and started sliding top foremost down the south side of Pine Mountain. There went my stove wood. Yeah, I watched it slithering down faster and faster. It shot through the bottom of across the river there and up Black Mountain. It was flying. I thought it'd go right up in the air and over yonder to the other side of the Black. But it slowed down just at the top of the ridge. Stopped, sort of teetered there. And here it come back. Scooted across the river. Headed up Pine again. I was smoking. I cut me a heel hole and stepped down. I thought I could catch it with the axe when it got back to me. When I tried to nail it, I missed it just about 4 inches. Confound thing stopped right at me there, and I couldn't do a thing about it. Down it went. Hit through the bottom where the river was froze over there, going so fast, it was just kicking up the snow. Well, up Black Mountain, clean to the top, back down this way again. Well, I watched it seesawing a few times, and finally I just gathered up my coons and that pile of brush, made it back to the house. Got in and put the flue and the stovepipe back and started my fire. Well, I lived off coon meat about a week. I had to burn up all my chairs and the table. And I just started burning on the bedstead to keep from freezing. And I was frying the last of my meat. And that morning, I listened. I heard drip, drip, drip. And there was just a little daylight showing at the top of the windows. So I shoved on the door with all my might, and finally I mashed it back, all that snow. Yeah, it got the door open enough for me to squeeze through it, and I got out. Snow was still about 10 foot deep. Well, I got my axe, and I headed for the nearest tree. went to work and got me a good pile of wood in, fixed the fire till my little stove was red hot. Yeah, now I had to go out and fetch some meal and other rations. I was getting a little hungry. So I took off for the store at Putney. Looked over the country, and I could see there sort of a trough between the two mountains where that log had been sliding back and forth. Well, I went right on down there. I kept looking. I couldn't see that hickory at all. But when I got to the bottom of that trough, I looked. And there, still sliding back and forth just a few inches, was my log. And don't you know, with all that seesawing, that log had worn down to the size of a toothpick. I leaned over and picked it up and stuck it in my pocket. You may not believe me, but I've kept it to this day. Now, just wait a minute. Let me get it out of my pocket here. There it is. Look for yourself. You didn't believe me, huh? Yeah, the best toothpick I ever had.